and it's trailer talk. That's my singing voice. Oh. What'd you think? I liked it.
That was wonderful. Nice.
Yeah. You guys are so nice today. I expected way more vitriol from that. You're going to be nice today?
I can find a Simon Cowell clip. He can tell you.
Thank you. He's not the You're Fired guy. What does he say? Yeah. He's like, you suck. Go home.
He's just going to be like, I'm going to be honest. That wasn't great.
Are you drinking wine?
He always says that. He goes, I'm just going to be honest.
PJ's jealous. Are you drinking wine?
I'm drinking wine. No, I'm drinking Coca-Cola.
Oh.
In fact, I'm drinking Pepsi. It's anyway.
Oh, wow. Oh, seriously?
I'm sorry.
My dad wanted Pepsi, so I bought a bottle of Pepsi and now
soda water.
Sorry. Not sponsored, but if Pepsi did want to sponsor us, delicious.
Delicious. It's bubbly. It's like happiness. Nope. Oh wait, no, that's Coke. Fuck. What's Pepsi's thing? It's not happiness. Like, that's Coke, happiness in a bottle. Who knows? Anyway.
Oh, wait, who cares? That's the better one.
Yeah, that is the better one. Yeah, I could name more liquor taglines. Today we're going to be watching two trailers and reacting to two trailers. Oppenheimer.
Ooh.
Christopher Nolan's latest
epic. You know,
epic.
We're friends. Me and Nolan. Christopher Nolan.
Okay. Yeah. there's a couple Nolans. You are? You guys? You know each other?
I don't know if he would remember me.
Well, you're his... He's your friend.
He's my best friend, man. Yeah. He's my best friend.
Yeah.
I did meet him very early in his career, right after he did Following.
Mm.
Following?
I told you the story, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
I do remember this.
I was at a UC director's thing, and the guy brought a director in, and he's new from... Where is he from? Australia? England? Like, where is he from? And he goes, he wants to show his film and talk about being a director. But the class went so long, so the guy comes in later, puts a sheet up, starts running the 16mm thing. We're watching it. I'm just fucking floored. People are leaving, and then the teacher's leaving, and the teacher says, listen, I got to go. And I said to the director, I go, I'm sorry. Like, if you want to go, we'll go, but I'm just loving your film. And he's like, no, let's watch it. Let's finish it. So it was just me and the director sitting there in the school. And when it ended, I turned to him and I go, dude, that was great, man. You're going to be a big director one day. And it was Christopher Nolan.
No shit.
Yeah.
What movie was it?
It was The Following.
Do I know The Following?
That was his very first movie. His brother wrote it too.
I thought Memento.
Nope. The Following on 16mm.
Oh, man.
And that was his. And he had to shoot it a little bit at a time so like the guy would shave and cut his hair. I don't know. It's black and white. It's really good.
Really? What's it about?
It's about this guy that follows this girl.
Okay. And that's creepy.
Yeah, but it's not creepy though. Okay. Like it's got the Nolan's twists and everything.
Yeah,
it's
really
good. It's super good.
That's cool. That's a fun story.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So he would remember me.
He might actually. Right? He actually might. Yeah, should reach out.
But the arrogant dick that I am, I'm just like, yeah, but I'm going to be bigger than you one day.
Right? I mean, you're going to be a big guy, but I'm me.
Yeah. How did that one work out?
You should know.
How did that one work out?
Yeah.
It's
your story's not yet written or finished. You may yet be the Nolan EP. And then, Oppenheimer, it's an incredible biopic. We'll get into that. And then we're going to watch Meg 2, guys. Sequel to Meg, which might be one of the greatest shark movies ever made.
Shark movie? It's not about facial hair? Oh.
I
watched the wrong trailer.
Yeah, it's a sequel to Christ. Jason Statham. He's probably gonna roundhouse a shark, a mega shark.
I saw his trailer for Fast and Furious 10.
Yeah,
He's in that.
Yeah, I mean that everyone's in that. Everyone's actually in Oppenheimer too. So, yeah,
We're not in it.
We're too busy doing trailer talk, man. We got no time.
There's no time.
They could be watching trailer talk on their phone, and then it's like,
All right, well, host, what are we going
to
do?
Well, first we're going to, I just wanted to throw this out there, and it's kind of like the most interesting thing that happened over the weekend, is an
I mean, you found your penis?
Yes. It is very interesting, by the way. MTV Movie Awards. Does anyone still care?
Still happen?
Exactly.
I went once.
Did you?
Yeah.
See?
Did you really go once?
What was it? What did you think? Movie Awards or Video Awards?
No, the what's the one with the popcorn in the thing?
That's the movie. Awards.
That's the movie awards.
That's the one I went to. Yeah. It's so staged and so rehearsed, and it's just like, there's nobody here to get this award. Who do you got that can go to this award? Can you do two at this time? Okay, go! And then the person walks out and he's holding to her. It's so fucking staged.
Yeah. I mean, it's all like it's like MTV Movie Awards. I mean, it's meant for that younger demographic, right? And that are just into sort of like the weird awards, right? Like best kiss and you know, best couple or whatever, best action moment and stuff like that. Like dumb awards that the Oscars are never going to give, but like the fan gets the vote. A lot of the fans vote and people can vote for who they want to win. This year's was kind of rocked with a little bit of controversy because of the writer's strike. So because of the writer's strike,
no one could write a joke.
Probably. I forget, somebody was supposed to host and then they backed out.
Drew Barrymore.
Thank you. And, so she was like, I'm not going to do it because of the writer's strike. Probably because she couldn't get anybody to
write jokes.
Yeah. So she backed out. So they ended up doing a pre-taped, event, which I didn't watch it. And I don't know if any of you guys watched it. MTV Movie Awards, probably aged out of that, but it did have some interesting moments because it's the MTV Movie Awards and there always has to be interesting moments, because that's kind of what it is. It's supposed to be like you show up drunk and you just kind of accept your award. Like there's really no like protocol, right? You don't need
to
really have
chill. It's very relaxed.
It's very relaxed,
right? Do you remember when Blockbuster tried to do them? The Blockbuster Awards.
Oh yeah,
remember
I do.
Those? Oh yeah, I went to those too. They were worse. I could have walked up and asked for an award.
You could have.
Yeah.
I would, but like, what Blockbuster should have really just like leaned into the fact that it's like most walked by videotape that was never picked off the shelf. Like which?
Yeah,
like what? Yeah,
award.
Like
like a type of Razzies in a way.
Yeah.
Anyways, I interrupted. So.
No, I mean, I just want to know, like, what you guys' thoughts. Like, do you think, like, the MTV Movie Awards are still relevant? Like, we obviously, none of us watched it. Just a few stats. 2 million people tuned in to this year's MTV Movie Awards, which is an increase from last year's 1.6 million. So it did come up. But it's a far cry from its peak when it was getting, like, back in 2011, it was getting around 12.4 million viewers. Like, it was a pretty culturally...
I didn't even watch the Academy Awards this year.
12.4 was back in the day. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was like Twilight about awards. And
I don't care
days.
About awards for pop culture. I don't think the people that deserve the credit get the credit anyways. So I'm like the writers and the people behind the scenes that make the shit happen. I don't know. I'm just not into awards programs at all.
Really? Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah. I think it's
and to be fair, all of the ones that are televised, even if they have those categories, they don't televise the best animator or best writing or whatever. Like
show
just
me
never
that stuff. I don't need to see another actor come up there and say all the thanks and everything. Like they fucking invented the movie. I'm so tired of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, here comes the hate. Here comes the
hate. No, I hear you.
Not
but,
at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you said it though. Like, it's the demographic. Like, you know, it's meant for kids. Like, I watched like the very first one I ever watched was like the Kids' Choice Awards. You know, and then you go as you got older, I was like, oh, I'm too old for the Kids' Choice Awards. Ooh, MTV Awards and like Teen Choice Awards. You know, like, and that kind of got me slowly like because we would do like Oscar parties and we would watch Oscars. Like, so I was always like amazed
as a society
by it.
Though it's weird that we like that though, right? Like it's, we want to know what those people think and do. It's like when they use them for influencers or for advertising, it's just, you know, like one of the Kardashians tells you what car to drive. I want to fucking know what car they drive. Like
they
why,
don't even drive that
where's
car,
the guy
a lot
that
of
invented
people do.
The, well, because they're stupid.
No,
where's the guy that invented the crash test system? What car does he drive? Like I want, if I'm looking for a safe car, how about that guy? Sure. What's he driving?
You're not wrong.
Like, I want those people telling me what to do, not the fucking Kardashians.
Yeah, but the guy who invented, I mean, I don't know him, but I mean, but I'm assuming the guy,
not pretty enough.
He's not, he's probably like some like,
well,
you know, pimple face,
fault.
Like fat
back,
guy
it's,
like me.
It's our
you
fault.
Know?
Well, listen, I would want to know what XXL t-shirts you're wearing, right? Like,
it's actually a Trailer Talk t-shirt that you could find at couchsoup.com.
Come on, how
look at
that.
That was a pretty
was
good
that?
Segue.
That was a pretty good segue.
Yeah.
Well
just here for
well
the
done.
Popcorn, folks. Yeah, that's our little Trailer Talk name. Right
I have
there.
My moments.
That was a cute little pop in there.
No, I hear you guys. I mean, I it's interesting, right? Like, you have the MTV Movie Awards. Like, for as much as I think the Oscars may be too pompous in a way, mm-hmm. like, it's too, like, revered, you know, like, to your point, it's like, well, it's like the
so
same.
The Globe, so the
it feels like mm-hmm. this, like, A-list sort of people doing their thing. The MTV Movie kind of awards kind of come in and be like, eh, we're fucking off here. We're giving Best Kiss to Madison Bailey and Rudy Pankow for Outer Banks. Like, and we're giving the Best Performance to Jenna Ortega for Wednesday. So
she is cutting some. She's getting into some shit from the writers' room. What she said about Wednesday. You haven't
followed that?
I mean, when they went on strike, they were like, lot of the comments were about her, for the comments she made about her writing that she did on the show, like had to fix the
writers. Oh, really?
There's some pretty nasty comments.
I haven't caught that. That's unfortunate. She probably just foot and mouth kind of situation. Bad timing on that kind of stuff. Tom Cruise did accept an award for best performance for Top Gun in a vintage fighter jet.
What?
Yeah, like, so it was all pre-taped. So he's like in a fighter jet. He's got the like popcorn like stuck to the window, and he's like flying. And he's on his mic, and he's like, "Thank you," you know, like I do it all for you. Oh yeah, no, he literally is flying.
Of course he is. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He is trained to fly.
That's his plane.
Like, yeah, him in Top Gun 2, when he's flying that jet with Jennifer Connelly, like that's actually him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With his fame and his money and Scientology, do you think anybody in the world says no to him?
No.
Outside of
I would.
Yes.
Ouch.
I think so. Yeah. I definitely would.
Anybody says no to him. Nobody. Like,
outside of Katie I think
said
people
no to Tom Cruise. Are you fucking stupid?
No. I think people would say no to the Scientology factor. Like, you know, yeah, because
well,
that's
didn't
like...
He didn't want to do the... Like, they're like, yo, you can't do your own stunts, Tom. He goes, I'm doing my own stunts.
Right. Yeah, he called it out.
Can't say no to him.
Actually, if Tom Cruise came up to me and was like, hey, you want to check out Scientology? I'd probably be like, sure.
Because it's Tom Cruise.
I know, right? I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Hey,
yeah,
you
want to
come to this meeting?
Yeah.
With you, Tom?
Yeah,
sure.
Why
I'm
not?
Going.
Listen. Yeah, let's check that out. I mean, I'll give it a go, you know?
They're playing commercials now everywhere, so, you know, it's...
Oh,
cut to PJ and Drew in 2XL suits going, hi, hey. Taking the word of Scientology.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'd like to think that I would not fall for that, but unfortunately, I'm extremely gullible. And anybody's like, I'm the salesperson's dream. I'll buy whatever. Because I'm such a fucking like people pleaser. They're like, will you buy that? Like, come in like to our secret church, and you got to pay this money. And okay, and we'll give you the secrets of the world. All right then.
The one main church in LA. There's a coffee shop across from it where a lot of meetings happen. There's a few production companies around there, and I had a meeting there once, and sitting outside across from it, and I was just fascinated. And the building's a weird purpley color. And I'm just fascinated. I'm just waiting for an alien to come out. Or some people like that. Oh, my God. They're keeping them under there. Like, they can't escape. Like, the person I must have had the meeting with was just like, hey, PJ,
come on,
focus,
come on.
Here.
Focus
here.
Focus.
Focus.
Yeah,
so
no.
Stupid.
So Tom Cruise. He, you know, comes out. Listen, he's Tom Cruise. What are you gonna do? Just a couple other awards winners: Best Movie, Scream 6; Best Show, Last of Us.
Scream 6 got Best Movie.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
That down.
Best Villain, Elizabeth Olsen. Best Hero, Pedro Pascal in Last of Us. And I think Best Duo got Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
Nice.
Okay.
So Last of Us kind of got like a 3-award sweep. Three awards.
Hell does this have to do with Oppenheimer?
It doesn't.
Oppen. Two O's, right? Oppenheimer.
Every time you say it wrong, I can't correct you because I'm actually not sure.
Oppenheimer.
I think it's Oppenheimer. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I just wanted to see if you guys still thought the MTV Movie Awards were still relevant. Will you ever tune in again?
No.
And do you think they're going to die on the vine? Like, eventually, like, that's just something that'll go away? Or do you think it's kind of here? It has that niche. It feels that void for people like 18 to 20
MTV
or 15
is a station
to 20.
Is becoming irrelevant as a music station anyway?
Well, that was irrelevant a long time ago as a music video television. But it's definitely carved that sort of demographic for reality TV kind of.
What are the people in the audience saying?
Not much.
They're bored to tears.
Thanks for participating, people.
Well, I have to say, though, that I think that while I think that the MTV Movie Awards have probably died down, there has been an increase of whatever it is, quarter or half a million people since last year. And I think that if they can hit the sweet spot of the TikTok audience, Gen Z, they will gain that popularity again. And I think it just comes in cycles. Like, the more they get, like, the more of those, like, stars and everything that are appearing on TikTok. For example, like, Gracie, is her name Gracie Van Deen? Oh, God.
Grace Van Deen.
For Stranger Things?
Yeah, for Stranger Things. She's on Twitch because, she's on TikTok because she's a Twitch streamer as well. And I think like that all stays relevant. And then that's being pushed to this audience so that if she was nominated for something in the MTV Movie Awards, so many people would tune in. So I think that while people of my age would be the millennials would be like, man, you know what? I'm out. I'm older than this. It's not for me. I think that the MTV Movie Awards are honing in on that Gen Z TikTok generation and it'll still be on the rise.
She had a bad Me Too moment and she's taking a break. That's why she's over on Twitch.
That's fair, yeah.
Did you get a new mic?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
You always had that mic?
Yeah.
I did.
For a while.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Birdie.
Well, you used to have one that like glowed.
I like the red.
This one doesn't glow, does
it? It glows?
Didn't you used to have one that like lit up?
No, it was just shiny. It was chrome.
Oh, it was chrome.
Mm. It was a chrome mic.
That was something else. Right.
That was on my OnlyFans page. How did you know about that?
I might have
subscribed. Moving on.
I don't have an OnlyFans.
I had to subscribe back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Unsubbed.
Unsubbed, and then we're back again. We can't quit you, Pagan. Trailer one, we are going to watch Oppenheimer. So just a quick setup. Okay. Obviously, we talked a little bit about directed by Christopher Nolan. This is starring, like, so many people. Cillian Murphy is playing Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy. Thank you. I'm reading, and if I read, like, phonetically, I just it's bourbon in my cup. Okay. Emily Blunt is playing Kitty, Oppenheimer's wife. Matt Damon's in this. Robert Downey Jr., Florence Pugh.
Florence is in everything.
I love every movie that comes out.
Fucking
Florence
love her.
In.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh, Gary Oldman is playing Harry S. Truman. Jack Quaid, our buddy Jack Quaid.
Oh, Jackson.
Josh Hartnett. Hey.
Where did he come from?
Alan Einreich. And Remy Malek is in this as well. And that's just like the tip of the iceberg. Like, there's actually more I could have listed here that aren't.
All right,
but those
you
are
got
the top
excited.
Tier.
Let's watch this baby.
Yeah, let's check this thing out.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh.
8, 7.
Dude.
5.
Oh. Well, damn.
3.
Truman, you know what's next.
2.
What's next?
1.
The fuck? What?
What's next is we're going to go see the shit out of that movie.
Fuck yes.
That was a good trailer.
Every time I thought it was over, there was more.
That was a well-made trailer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. Awesome. There's some stuff in there. Like, go, guys. What did y'all think? Oppenheimer trailer. Is the end of the world? Is the end of the world nigh?
Ladies first.
Oh. Stephanie's more lady than I am, so.
I guess so. I'm
what the fuck, Steph?
No.
It's fine. I'll take it. It's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, babe.
You're beautiful. I'm glad that they moved the opening date away from the Barbie movie so that it can kind of have its own thing. Because
so I can save up enough money to go to both.
Yes!
This was your opening reaction to the trailer of Oppenheimer?
Well, no, because it looks like such a beautiful movie. Like, it deserves to have its own, like, date.
Yeah, you really
launching.
Got thinking Barbie's gonna suck all the air out of the room, huh?
Oh, no, I'm just, you know, it's interesting.
She really likes Barbie, okay?
Listen, I do. It's a problem. No, but that was beautiful and, like, so terrifying because, like, with everything that happened, like, during, like, the Cold War time and all this fear of, like, you know, everybody bombing each other and, like, even now, like, you know, I feel like that's, like, a fear that I sometimes have.
Sure.
The fact that, like, and also, like, this topic, like, you've got Atomic City from Wes Anderson. He's making his own, like, kind of, like, nuclear. But so it's really interesting that that's, like, kind of, like, a topic right now. And this is, I like it because it's, like, going into the scientific factor. And then, like, the fact that they had just, like, tape on the bomb at one point. Like, I'm like, oh, what's that gonna do? Like, is that really right. helping? Like, are you guys struggling? And like, bringing all these people, like, it's so terrifying to think about. Like, you're putting mm-hmm. your faith in this man's hands and his science, and then like he's like, oh, it's like near zero. I'm like, great. Like, yeah. So it's like terrifying but beautiful. It's like such a great trailer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the trailer is so beautifully shot, and I think like what comes across really well in this trailer is that they're filming it in such a way that I feel like it's unbiased. You know what I mean? Like, they're not putting mm-hmm. him in a good light. They're not putting him in a bad light. They're just being like, this man created something that can destroy worlds, literally. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting because it just doesn't, like, shy away from the heaviness of that subject. And I think that mm-hmm. we're definitely going to see that in the film. There's mm-hmm. a lot of stuff that's also, like, black and white. And I don't necessarily think that's all past stuff either. I think that's also future stuff. Because there was a point where they were in a courtroom, and I wonder mm-hmm. if they're going to be, like, the post-war... like court hearings.
Oh yeah.
For like war criminals and stuff. I wonder if that's gonna happen.
It
like,
could be.
Yeah. I just think Christopher Nolan is like one of my favorite directors for sure. I just think mm-hmm. he does so well with like the cinematography on his movies are always great. The lighting's always mm-hmm. great. The acting mm-hmm. is just impeccable. I am such a big fan of Cillian Murphy. I adore that man. Just love to see Irish talent at the helm of something like this. Just wonderful. Really. Yeah.
I thought the trailer was insanely good. Christopher Nolan. I got to stop saying Nolan because I think I'm talking about Nolan North.
Yeah.
Christopher. I'll just call him Chris because we're buddies.
Yeah.
He gets it. Chris's movies, I love them all. They're just mm-hmm. fantastical. Mm-hmm. Lately, they're a little long in the tooth and a little hard to understand. It's like right. nobody's saying no to him either.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I hope this one stays on track. Obviously, there's a story to follow, so there's going to be some elements. But do you know that the explosion is practical? It's not CGI.
They actually detonated a nuclear bomb.
That's what everybody says on the internet, that it was, he detonated a nuclear. It wasn't a nuclear bomb, but he did detonate explosions to get the practical shots of the fire.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I mean, like, very talk cool. about going
so
at, can you imagine
cool.
the fire department on that one?
Oh, God.
Can you see the budget on that? There's a lot blowing up something really big.
Yeah.
$2.5 million.
Yeah. How much TNT do you need, sir?
A lot. But speaking to what's the girl in the right's name?
I forgot.
Megan? Megan. Speaking what Megan was saying.
Yes, close enough.
It starts with this slice of Americana, like, oh, this is so great. We build a bomb that could ruin the world, and America's mm-hmm. great, and look at us, warmongers, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
If it had stayed that way, I'm not a war person. I don't like that. I would have.
Sure.
But it didn't. It went to what mm-hmm. you said. It kind of showed, and here's the Pandora's box you opened. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see how they deal with that. I hope they don't brush it under the table. No bomb is a good bomb.
No.
Yeah, so, I definitely think they won't, though. I think just even from the trailer, it looks like there's a lot of consequence and a lot of heaviness around it.
I think it's an important film right now because after getting out of COVID and the movie theaters not being full anymore and so much effort put on television, this is the kind of movie that I'm going to the theater to see.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I want to be immersed. I cannot sit on my couch with my phone open and other people talking to me shit going on.
Right, the distraction
I want those
factor,
lights to go down. I'm finished my popcorn. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting back. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a place that serves wine. And I'm just gonna spend 2 hours just immersed in the movie. Because that's the kind of movie you got to pay attention
to. That's a good point, sure. This trailer, guys, wow. Right now, this is the best trailer I've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is by far.
Hands down.
The sound design the sound design, using the Geiger meter, and then the reactor alarm later in the trailer to kind of like build up that tension,
mm-hmm.
and just the pacing, even the score sounds like it just sounds like something from The Dark Knight. It just sounds resonant.
And the cutting was very irregular. Like it had you on its edge.
Like the whole trailer, like there's a moment like a third of the way or two thirds of the way, like you just get goosebumps, and mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's because of just the way the sound hits you, and then you see that just glorious shot of the fireball and the ground lifting,
and
then
quiet.
That VO of like, you know, you could be destroying the world, like mm-hmm. I'm just like, holy shit, like there's just this moment where you feel like this is going to be a heavy film, and I'm kind of here for that right now. Like it's an interesting time, especially your point with like time wise it's kind of interesting with Putin and the war and the threat of him, like someone like him, having his finger on like a red button mm-hmm. where he could launch nukes. And so like for a while, I feel like since the 80s, the nuclear war has kind of been like not really a, like something we all kind of like it's there, but like mm-hmm. we all seem to be at peace. Like everybody kind of knows that's bad, right? Like that's bad. But recently with like the war in Ukraine and Putin kind of like mm-hmm. going a little off the deep end, it feels more closer to the possibility that like, hey, a nuclear war could be a possibility. And yeah. then the fact that we're talking about Oppenheimer, who is the creator of this destructive mm-hmm. device that is just, it's an interesting time. And I think it's going to do really well because of that. But yeah, this trailer is phenomenal. As far as like we are talking about
November release, I think it's going after all the Academy Awards.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. This is probably already in Best Picture running. It's not even.
Did that
out
say
yet.
November? I thought it was 21st of July, 2023.
Oh really? I thought it, where did I see November? I'm old.
I'll just double check that for you.
So it's a summer movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 21st of July, 2023.
That's an interesting.
That fucked
summer
me up because it's 7/21/23. So I was like,
oh yeah,
when is the 21 month?
Like a January
I need to
release
find that.
For me.
Got it.
We already talked about like how good this trailer looks. Is there like, do you guys have any sense of? Can you guys point out individually like if there is like a moment or a thing that stood out artistically? Because Nolan's known for doing interesting things with CG and practical, right? Like for take Interstellar for example, he actually went to the scientist that like understands wormholes and said, we're going to write code that's going to visualize what an actual in CG what a wormhole would really look like if we were to visually see it with our own eyes, right? So because normally all we see is like from a telescope is like a black dot and like a ring around it, right?
But well, you
like,
wouldn't see anything in a black hole no matter where you were.
Well,
because it just sucks in everything, including light. So
no,
it would just be the black. Of the
no,
black.
But you see the accretion disk. So you see the accretion disk, right? Of all the things that because it heats up. Right?
Don't question
so that's
the
what
science,
you
space man.
Yeah. So what you see in Interstellar technically is the closest thing we could come to visualizing a black hole, like in from our viewpoint. Is there anything in here that like caught you guys that you hadn't seen before in film or something that Nolan's doing that is
he saturated a single color? If you notice, if you go back, everything is really muted except the color orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Orange I was actually going to say like, the same thing. Yeah.
Don't copy me. Don't try to copy me.
I was scrimming through the trailer as you were speaking. Not my fault. You spoke first.
It was vibrant. I always do. It was vibrant, the orange, but they were muted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that's obviously purposeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I don't
know. Nothing
like
else
this
to say? Nothing else?
Yeah. I concur and no further comment.
I concur. Doctor, do you concur?
Do you concur, doctor?
I guess going off of like the orange, like in contrast, like some of the blues are a little like shine a little bit more brighter in some places and they're a little bit more saturated. I liked just all of the random frames of, I don't know if it's like electricity or particles or.
Yes, I agree.
And like just all the different, I don't even know what you'd call that, like, but just all the different effects that came in throughout.
It's the close-up shots of the bomb.
Yeah, like the flames, the fireballs, you know, all that stuff was just really cool.
Yeah.
Because that stuff, like, you never really see that. It's them like, oh, we're detonating the bomb now, and there it goes up. And, like, you've always seen, like, the atom bomb, but you've never seen, like, all of these up close and from what I've seen.
So which bomb was this? This wasn't the one they dropped in Hiroshima.
Yeah, well, it eventually becomes this is a lower yield, though, because they're doing testing out in Nevada, right?
But the one that they tested out on that island is in the water, I mean.
Oh,
the one that they
dropped
on Hiroshima.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a larger yield, yeah. Yeah, no, this is, I agree with you, like the close-up shots, like to PJ's point, I guess those are practical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking there might be CG. I mean, there's one that even looks like a universe being born.
Yeah, I put it here on the stream for us as well.
You think so, but maybe not. I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to like see how this film was made and the behind the scenes, because I'm actually very curious about how they got some of these shots of the bomb exploding and whatnot. And the only thing that's kind of rubbing me the wrong way, Matt Damon like just stands out to me. I don't know why. Like,
is he getting too big?
his delivery of some of the lines, and yeah, like mm-hmm. he just looks kind of silly for some reason with the mustache and the uniform. I don't know what they're going for there. He just sort of stands out in the trailer, and not in the best light way. But
that's interesting.
I feel that. I mean, because he does have like that same kind of tone, like in The Martian or like in any movie that he does. Like he has his, characteristic. You know, yeah. He's like,
My baby's bald.
I don't know what you're looking at, but yeah, so I agree with you. I feel like he was like the one thing that kind of threw me off, because this whole thing was like very magical and like, or not magical, like in beautiful, like in the beautiful sense, like it was just interesting and intense. And then he would come in, I'm like, oh.
I wonder if that's more the balance between Killian's acting and Matt's acting, or even just the characters.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's more just the balance between the characters.
He's like that in a
lot of
his movies, right?
Maybe.
And maybe the Americanness.
He's a big presence.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he is a big presence. I mean, mm-hmm. But sometimes he can sort of dissolve away.
But Killian's subtle. He's very subtle.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and the character I think is supposed to be a little bit more introspective.
I've seen Killian live. I've seen him do a play live.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Fucking incredible. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Just like the energy off the stage was just like you could it was electric. It was very good, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be really interesting. Yeah.
Somebody likes somebody.
Yeah.
I literally adore that
Pagan
one.
And Killian sitting in a tree.
So I actually think like there's like a science. Like I think it was my brother-in-law or something like that was at one time.
You had a crush on your brother-in-law?
No, he was at one time like in a group of friends, and then that person was like, "Oh yeah, my cousin is Killian Murphy," and I'm like, "Wait, what? Hold up, wait. What? Adam,
hi.
Wait,
you
hey,
may not know
wait,
your
wait,
name's
wait.
Pagan.
I would just like to meet that man, cool. Okay? He's
right?
Really cool.
Yeah, he does come across as like someone be cool to have dinner with.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer's famous for saying the famous line, "Now I've become Death, the destroyer of worlds."
Which is actually a quote from an Indian. I was gonna say like mythology, but it's like from an Indian god Vishnu.
Vishnu, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he. I think he sort of recognized what he had mm-hmm. built, and Nolan is sort of famous for letting his audiences sort of decide the fate of the protagonist in mm-hmm. a sense. So if you think about like what. You know, Interstellar or more famously Inception, where the top you never see the top fall, like so you never know if he's still in the character made the right decision, mm-hmm. like if he's still in Inception or in the real world, and a lot of his other films do that too. Even Memento kind of like struggles with like, you know, like where is the character good or bad here. Do you think, you know, Pagan, you kind of leaned into this, it's going to take Ride a very unbiased line, mm-hmm. where it's going to let, do you think it's going to deliver on that, where you're going to walk out and, or how do you think Nolan's going to be able to deliver that, where it's going to be hard to kind of show the destruction of what he's done, but also keep him as humanized as possible?
I think
so that we feel for that, right?
I think they show that the best in the relationships. I think it'll come down to the writing and the way that it's shot between the actors. So mm-hmm. I think it'll show in the relationships between himself and his wife, and it'll show in the relationships between himself and the rest of the team working on the bomb, because I think there's a gravity to when they realize mm-hmm. what they've created. Like, this is it. And I feel like that gravity is all settled and in, like, it's shown very well in relationships and how they all act to each other. They're not celebrating, they're not going out having a big party or anything like that. Like, this is literally millions of lives. So I think that that's how they're going to balance this very well. I think they'll go through his story and like this process, and then this sort of need to be like, well, what if, I think he says in the trailer, like, what if the Nazis have a bomb or something, so we need to create something better,
right?
And I understand that, like, it's just driven by a fear and then like a need from that fear. I think that story is going to flow through the acting and the relationships mm-hmm. to show us that nice balance.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be interesting if they kind of paint it as the sense of like, is this if Oppenheimer didn't do this, someone else would have, and it would have been probably someone with far less, like a more nefarious goal, right? Like, imagine if the Nazis did create the bomb before we did, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's an interesting thing to think about. It's not like he created it. It would never have been made if he hadn't done it. It probably would have been made by someone, and that probably would have been harnessed by someone with less good intentions, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see how they write that line. Mm-hmm.
I think
we did drop it, though.
Yeah.
Twice.
And like the science and humanity.
The only
country
to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, it's okay. I think it's like, for him, he's kind of like, I think, immersed in the science of it. And I feel like for him, it's like, you know, it's like they probably doesn't know when to stop, because even though he, like you're saying, like they beat somebody else who probably could have done something far worse to the punch. But then, I don't know, like it's just, it's interesting. And like all the politics that I feel like are going to be in this film without trying to make like a statement, but just diving into like the, the communist, lawyer meetings that they had. I forget what that was called. I'm totally blanking right now. Sorry.
The post-war stuff?
Yeah, like all of those. Like, are you a communist? Hearings. Are you affiliated with the communist hearings. Mm. Thank you. That's the word I was
hearings,
looking for.
Yeah.
But just all of the technical sides of that, like, it's just really interesting. And it's almost like he's got, like, the red button. And it's like, oh, don't push the red button. He's like, but I really want to because, you know, like, this is what it's going to do. That's kind of where I feel like is walking out of this. I might have like more of like an appreciation for humanity in a different like respect, based off of like the science factor and what that did. But like, I think that's where I'm gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to correct myself as well. The quote that was said was from a Bhagavad Gita, and it was from Hindi scripture. Sorry. I used the term mythology earlier and that was disrespectful, so I do apologize. So,
all right, setup number two, Mr. Host.
Oh my god.
Take it away, PJ.
I'm the co-host.
I don't know, are
what
you?
Am I? I'm not a guest. I'm just talent.
You're talent. The size of the ego alone.
I honestly love the way that you just looked at Drew and you're like, I'm the co-host? Question mark.
Not anymore. Perfect. You're off the show.
Well, what are they?
I don't know. Co-hostesses? Who knows? Hostesses? No, they're just also hosts, guests.
All right.
People.
Well, listen, it's 12:45.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
Get to the
how
second
time
one.
Works. But I also want to make sure everybody gets their point across. The second piece of this puzzle. Mm-hmm. I think we all know we're going to go see this. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go see an IMAX or regular?
IMAX.
I think is the question. IMAX.
Probably whatever I can get my hands on ticket-wise. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I like that answer.
Whatever I can get my hands on, nice.
Yeah, definitely IMAX for me. Whatever I can get my hands on. She's like, I'll take a butt cam version. Let's do this.
exactly.
Let's go. And we'll take a quick break. And next up, we're going to watch Meg 2.
No.
With Jason Statham. All right.
That was a good little break. Yeah. I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh. Tinkled?
Right here.
So refreshed.
Oh, no. That smell is interesting.
So sorry.
End of time.
Thank God it's
not
smell vision.
It's not quite what I thought it would be.
That's why I wear Depends during this show.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, you should.
Meg 2 Statham, Jason Statham is back, and he's likely going to punch a mega shark. Directed by Ben Wheatley, who I am not familiar with any of his work. It's starring Jason Statham, Cliff Curtis, and Jing Wu and Sienna Gilroy.
Was Statham in the first one?
He was. He was, and he lived. He fought the shark and won.
Did you watch the first one?
I did. It's listen. It's better than you think.
Really?
It's actually pretty fucking entertaining. Let's. Why don't we watch this trailer? Because I'm actually curious to see what you guys think of this.
All right. Okay. Cool. Wow.
Just jumped out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Yes, Statham.
Absolutely.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Get it right away.
Stab that shark in the face.
Good song, though. Good song.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah.
Only in theaters.
Dude.
There's a reason to use the name.
How can you not watch that? Whoa. That looks awesome.
Every single line I've heard a million times in movies.
Exactly. It's exactly. You know exactly what you're walking into.
I love how, like, in the opening of this, I was like, wait a minute. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I'm like, a great white, even if it was a megalodon, couldn't breach that far. There's a law of physics. And I'm like, this is the thing that I have a problem with?
Totally.
This is the thing that I'm like, nah. Canceled.
It can't get off that beach. It whaled itself.
Yeah, yeah. It'll never get off of there. I'm a fucking idiot. The rest of the trailer happened. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
What did this budget cost?
What did the budget?
Like, what did this cost for me?
Who cares?
You really like this kind of movie.
Oh, man. Maybe absolutely.
The 12-year-old boy that I was going to say in me, but that would be weird.
Did we go? Hold on 1 second. Did we go live? Did our feed drop?
Oh, it did.
Because of the song and the game.
Your stream is no longer being blocked. Okay, I think we're back. Oh. I don't know how long.
Hi,
we,
Ray,
I don't know
sorry.
How long we went out.
We were blocked due to copyright issues due to the song in the trailer.
Oh, the Barracuda. Yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah. We could watch a full, like, a 5-minute Oppenheimer trailer, but like a 2-minute Meg trailer with
the technology that you know how to catch.
Well, now you have your clip. Watching Meg 2 got us blocked on YouTube.
That'll show you.
Yeah.
How we got blocked by Meg 2.
Yeah.
If I was 12, I'd want to see this.
What about the 12-year-old boy in
you? What about you now?
That's too sexual for me.
What about
it's too sexual for you. Wow. Oh. You're not going to fuck the shark, PJ. You just have to watch it.
I don't know. It's like maybe it's because I'm older and I'm not going to get those 2 hours back. Right?
Mm. I guess so.
Like, if you had a choice, Oppenheimer or Meg 2.
Well, you don't. I mean, they're going to come out at different times. I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
but maybe you do. Maybe you haven't seen Oppenheimer yet because you're waiting
for the crowds.
All the
lines were lame. I mean, there was two good shots with her eating the paddle boat and then the one which came through the glass. It was the only 2 times I saw something original. But the lines, like, come on. You can't write better than that. Your turn. I'm done.
I think the movie is self-aware, right? Like, it's supposed to be ridiculous, right? Like, the fact that Jason Statham is on a damn fucking Sea-Doo and, like, a spear that's, like, you know, 3 feet long and is going to try to kill a shark that's, like, the size of, like, 5 school buses.
So you don't call that a mistake.
No.
You call that self-aware.
It's just, it's supposed to be ridiculous. Like, it's supposed to be silly. It's supposed to be, like, reductive to the point of, like, the dialogue is supposed to be these cheesy one-liners, right? That's the type of film this is. It's like you don't go to see Cocaine Bear for like a realistic version of, like,
Bear was set up better. It was more original in a sense.
It's a bear eating cocaine, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think this is just fun cinema. I have twofold on this. One, this is fun cinema. It is what it's supposed to do. You know, like, it does what it says on the tin. It's just for the crack. It's just for a good time. Like, let's not all take ourselves too seriously. Let's do a movie, but, like, in a serious tone that's just making fun of, like, maybe what these kind of movies are. On my other hand, I'm like, you spent money on this?
Yeah.
Like, you could have made anything else. Mm-hmm. Like, really? I don't know. Like, it's definitely not my kind of movie. I don't think I would find any of that entertaining, if I'm very honest. I don't know if that's just a particular type of humor. But they clearly made this for the crack. And I'm sure people are going to go see it for the crack. And it's Jason Statham fighting a fucking 5-story long shark. And why not?
Exactly.
Get drunk, have a good time. No. You know what I mean?
Get high, have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if that's what helps you enjoy these movies, absolutely.
So, imagine being on shrooms and watching that.
Stephanie, what do you think?
I'm terrified.
Stephanie will never go in the
water. The movie industry or
everything all around? Yes, the movie industry. This movie. Oh my god! Like, I hate Shark Week. Like, I hate, like, I'm afraid of the ocean. Like, going in the ocean first of all. So, like, watching a shark movie, I'm like, yeah, no. And then it's like you put the megalodon, and I'm like, fuck no!
And Stephanie never went into the sea again.
No,
like, Jesus.
But it's like it is. It's really comical because I didn't see the first one, obviously, but. Going into this, when I saw you pick Meg 2, I was like, oh no, here we go. Like, it's gonna like terrifying. I'm like, oh god. I didn't realize it was a comedy. So then I'm watching this and I'm like, this is really bad. I'm like, I'm looking at them. I'm like, these idiot scientists have built this underwater lab and they're like all cool and high tech. And I'm like, yeah, that's not gonna go well for you. And then it didn't. And I'm like, proof. Yeah, like, it's so funny. But like, it reminds me of, what was it, Jaws 2 or Jaws 3 that was in, like, the water park and, like, Jaws was, like, going through, like,
that one?
I think it was the third one, and that one was really corny, like,
Yeah.
And this is what that feels like to me. Like, you know, them and they're like paddling around, like they're at the beach. It's all colorful and happy and fun. And then it's like, oh, let me just try to paddle away like really quickly. I can't.
Paddle away from a megalodon. No. That'll show you.
So
it's so interesting that like you like don't like any of the sea stuff and
like, I don't like sharks. Like the whole shark thing.
Fun fact. Like I applied to be to study marine biology in Ireland and I got like the place, but I chose like English and drama over marine biology. But there you go. Like I absolutely love the sea and I love like all the fact that we haven't explored like all the depths of the sea. I think is really cool. I would also shit myself though if I was in one of those fucking paddle boats, let me tell you. I would also try and paddle real fast. All logic would just go out of your head.
Yeah, the ocean's interesting.
The first one cost between $130 and $170 to make.
Yeah. But it how much did it make though?
$530
Yeah, a lot of money.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. There's clearly money in these kind of movies. It's like Sharknado, right?
Yeah, well,
maybe not.
Maybe not.
I didn't see that
quite
either.
Sci-fi
so.
Channel bad.
Somebody saw Sharknado and said, "Hold my beer."
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I put this more likely like Deep Blue Sea.
Oh my god, Deep Blue Sea. Yes, that's the film I was thinking of with LL Cool J.
Yes. LL Cool J and Samuel L. Jackson.
So good.
This fair is very much in line with that. It's very much in line with sort of
snakes
like
on a plane.
Yeah, snakes. It's very absolutely snakes on a plane. It's just sort of that idea like Lake Placid, those type of films where like they're so much fun to just like buy popcorn and watch.
It's not Jaws.
It's not Jaws. Jaws was art. This
it's
is not
Orca.
Art.
It's more like Orca. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
If you want to watch a really big fish movie, a horror movie, it's called Orca. It's about a killer whale that goes after people. Like it can literally jump out onto things and eat you and then go back.
Was this a sequel to Free Willy?
A killer
is that at SeaWorld?
It's Free Willy. Yeah, it was pre-Free Willy.
Free Willy. Yeah. That's funny.
Was there a giant squid?
Yeah, I think so.
So is this going to be like a Godzilla versus Kong situation?
There was a shark versus something. Didn't we do a trailer on that? Like, you remember the shark versus giant squid? Mega shark versus giant squid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all those
did
movies,
did we do a trailer talk on that?
Yeah, we did. Stupid.
What's the most ridiculous movie that
how else
you
would I've seen that trailer?
Won't admit that you liked?
Ridiculous? Wait, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the most ridiculous movie you're embarrassed to admit that you liked?
Oh.
There's a lot. I don't even know.
All of them?
Yeah, there's so many. Like all the disaster films, like The Core, or like, you know, like they're just so bad, but yet like...
Disaster movie.
Volcano. Great. That's a terrible film.
I liked. I don't know if anybody's seen it. It's such a fucking niche movie, but King Crybaby, or I think it's called Crybaby with Johnny Depp.
Never even heard
of Crybaby. Oh,
yeah. Crybaby.
Yeah.
That's an awful movie. That director guy that did that movie, he's a little Sales, John Sales. He's a little does weird stuff.
Super strange movie, but I fucking loved that for ages. Like, that was my jam.
Scorpion King with The Rock says, Raccoons and Friends.
That was an out there movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good point.
I mean, come on, The Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go see Fast and Furious 11 or 10 or whatever the fuck that is, this is the same movie. Just with a shark.
With
the
giant.
Honestly,
shark. Yeah.
And it's less about family. That's the only difference. It has a less diverse cast and not as much family.
No, it isn't. It's exactly about family. It's the Megalodon's family.
It's family.
That's true.
It's the fucking POV of the Megalodon and his three friends.
If Vin Diesel voices one of the sharks, I quit.
I swear to God. Please tell me this is true. Yes.
I need a Bruce moment.
All right. So
are
you going to go see this?
I'm going to go see this. I'm probably the only one.
I'm not going to go see this. Ladies?
No, God, no. It's in the
theater. Nice.
Come over to my house. We'll have some wine.
Who's Team Drew in the out there? Raise your hand. We'll all go see this.
Theater only? That's probably why I wouldn't see this. If this was just on casually, maybe I'll try
it.
This is a movie made for the theater.
We have to start having couch soup movie events.
Yeah. Okay.
Meetups and go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Quick roundtable. That's it for the Meg. What is anybody watching? What are you going to recommend? Anything, PJ?
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3 last night.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Did you?
Really fucking good.
Okay.
I was really surprised how good it was. Now, the boys.
Yeah.
Nathan kind of got the theater for
Nathan
us.
Nathan who?
Nathan and Michael Trucco and
Nathan Fillion, if you guys don't know.
Leanne Vamp was there, and it was. There's this theater in Pasadena called Ipix. If you ever get a chance to go, so and Sky came.
Oh, cool!
Yeah. So
that's nice.
They're round.
Thanks for the invite.
They're round. They're these round pods that sit two people at a time, and then there's a table that kind of swings over top of you. Mm-hmm. And then these two things, the chairs can kind of move around in the pods. It's really interesting. I think the whole theater can only sit like 30 people, maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Is it like motion sickness movement? Like
No. Like just so you can sprawl out while you're trying to eat the burger and drink the wine.
It's like a big couch, like a lounge couch.
But a love seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So me and Truco, we were all buddied up. Like, we were really close.
Your wife is over there with Nathan?
She was with Sky. She was with Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Really good, though. Gunn knows how to write. He knows when to drop the plot points. He knows when to give you the dramatic need. He knows how to break it up with really endearing moments that are not cheesy. Hmm. And again, I'm in a theater, so I'm not getting... Like, I got every little nuance. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Immensely enjoyed it. Better than the second one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited to watch it. I hear bring your tissues. Is it sad?
I was leaking a little bit.
A little bit?
Leaking a little bit.
A little bit? Yeah. A little teary-eyed? All right. Yeah. All right. Well, any Marvel movie that can make you cry, I feel like it's doing something right. What about you, Stephanie? Do you have anything you're watching, Regan?
I just binged Queen Charlotte, the Bridgerton spin-off series on Netflix, and that was really good. I want more. There was only 6 episodes, so I found myself at the end of episode 5 in the credits like, there's one more, because now they put up like, there's one episode left, and I'm like, no. I want more. Like, the actor who played King George III, holy crap, like, this was his first role. And he did a fantastic job, and it just really was a nice contrast to the other Bridgerton series, because like, this one, it wasn't just about love and, you know, trying to find someone and court people, and like, there was more depth what, like, he was dealing with, like, and just the sickness he was dealing with and the mental health issues, and just her, like, having to really, you know, like, she was only 17 when they married, like, he was 22, like, so really had to fill big shoes.
Not that big of a...
No, yeah, but the, like, a kid, you know, still, like, and...
Like, Zoe, Skylar getting married.
Yeah, like, so it's a lot to deal with, and, like, and being queen on top of it. Like, so it's just really interesting, and the casting for it was phenomenal.
Do you have to watch the other stuff to watch this one?
I would recommend watching it, just so at least you know who the characters are. Sure. But this one gives you, like, a nice, like... more information about, like, certain characters, like Lady Danbury, like, who is she, like, or like Violet Bridgerton, who's, you know, the matriarch of...
Have you been watching this at your house, the Bridgerton?
I've seen the first 2 seasons. I haven't seen the Queen Charlotte thing.
So it's good. It's really good.
It's good.
And there's scandal too. Like, there's some stuff, and I was like, holy crap. There's a lot of, oh my God, moments. Like, wow. like season 1 of Bridgerton. Like, it was just...
very cool.
A lot of craziness.
I have to watch that one.
Season 1, it's the better version. Shonda Rhimes on a roll.
<That's great.
laughs> Pagan, what are you watching?
I actually haven't watched anything like production wise, like television and stuff like that, but I am binge watching on YouTube, and it's a channel called Jenny L. That's her username, and she just talks about watches, and it was my husband's birthday recently, and I know that he's into watches, so I was trying to research and stuff, and then I just got into it, man, and I'm like fucking knee deep into watches now. And I'm like, God, I can't stop watching these channels. And what's great about her channel is, like, she's completely unbiased, and she does like not only reviews, but she does like essays, like week, like she'll do like an essay, like, why don't women like watches, and then she'll kind of answer that, or she'll do a Q&A. And I actually think that's really cool, and I haven't really seen a lot of like women in like the watch space other than her and Britt Pearce. So yeah, Jenny L on YouTube, if anybody's interested.
That's
in watches, or
I didn't,
like,
think there'd be much to talk about.
Yeah.
There you go. No, it's great.
Then super fascinating.
So fascinating.
Maybe this is super sexist, but I don't really consider watches as like a, like something women mostly are, is something like that's something they're really into. Like it's sort of like
can we pause for a moment? I think you have some man lady issues.
Maybe.
I mean, he admitted the other day that he thinks only dogs are male.
That's
and
true.
Cats are female.
Have the voice. Like I hear when they bark, I hear a male talking to me.
Yeah,
right?
But
like,
anytime
like
a dog
a
comes
cat,
past you, you're probably like, oh, he's a good boy.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you're a good boy.
And
you're
now there's and now only women wear watches.
No. Women can wear watches.
Only men wear watches.
It's sort of like I thought guys were super like, yeah, I gotta have the big Rolex. You know, like they care about like the names and the like the expensive
it's
like
a statement.
Like my wife is like, yeah, whatever, it tells time, great.
What's another watch besides Rolex that you should wear?
Oh. Raymond Wilde or
Elangazuna. Citizen, Seiko.
Citizen, thank you.
Citizen,
Grand
when
Seiko.
I was a kid, was a cheap watch. So was Seiko. Those are cheap watches.
Gosh,
not really. Grand Seiko is
Fossil.
In the same range as Rolex. Omega.
Really?
Yeah, Omega.
Yeah, Omega,
my dad,
which
my
helped
dad
Apollo
Omega.
13.
I have one of those.
Omega Speedmaster.
there you go.
Oh, I know. And honestly, like, I think there's a really good video on that subject, Drew. Like, it says, like, it's a video that says, why don't women like watches? And it's by Jenny L. And she does, like, twist that subject a little bit. And she's like, I don't think that's true. I think women like watches, just maybe not the same ones you like. But
right.
She goes into the history
of,
like, the wristwatch and how it was actually made for women. And then men kind of
took
that on during the war.
Right.
I think that's really cool. And, like, those essays, really interesting. Jenny L on YouTube is my recommendation.
I'm going to have to check that out.
What are you watching?
Please do.
I haven't really watched anything super new, but at night we kind of like we'll put on something we've watched before we go to bed sometimes if we're not reading something. Every now and then.
Wow.
It's hard, you know. It takes me a long time, but I get through something.
Especially with them big words.
Big words are hard. But I put on, I wanted to rewatch Stargate Universe because I hadn't seen it in a long time. And man, that's a good show. I think it didn't do well because it sort of deviated from the sort of Stargate and Stargate Atlantis were very like poppy and fun and like had like based in comedy from like, you know, Jack O'Neill's character really kind of like brought a lot of witty humor to the show. And Stargate Universe was sort of like coming off of the fandom around Battlestar Galactica. So they made a darker, grittier, more real show but still in the Stargate world, like universe.
I'd like that.
It's actually, and it was a kind of ahead of its time. And you go back and you watch, and the storytelling decisions that they're doing are actually pretty cool. Like I'm watching, and I was like, this is a really clever plot device that they're doing. And they introduce a countdown clock in each show, and there's always stakes, and there's a lot of drama between the characters. It feels like a modern show today that you would watch, but this was made like 10-15 years ago. So if you like slept on Stargate Universe because you're like, it's too different, it's not the Stargate I love from SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis. What's that?
The first movie
is incredible. Yeah, I'd go check out Stargate. I think there's only three or four seasons, so it's not a tremendously long expanse. But go watch it. Check it out if you're a Stargate fan and you didn't watch that, or if you're a sci-fi fan and were like, what's this Stargate thing about? Try Stargate Universe out. It's a great little show.
Are you
that
watching
I think
on
a lot of people
Netflix?
Watch. It's on Amazon Prime. So if you're a Prime, I think two seasons are on Amazon Prime. I don't know if they have all four. All
right. Take her home.
That'll do it, guys. Thanks, everybody, for coming out today for Trailer Talk. You can find us on YouTube every week. On Tuesdays, we go to live at noon on Tuesday specific time. But you can also listen to us in your ears wherever you listen to podcasts. This will come out later today on Tuesdays. And then we also upload this to couchsoup.com. You can watch it on couchsoup.com as well.
I like how we don't ask people to like or subscribe.
Well, you know, if they want to like or subscribe, they
can. They know how to do it.
They know how to do it. That functionality has been there for a long time.
People are smart.
They are smart. And I don't want to dictate for them to do something. But if you do like and subscribe, we'd love you for it. And if you want to give us a great review on iTunes, that helps people find us and find our show. So those kind of things do help. And if you want to have more cool conversations like this, go over to couchsoup.com, become a member. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cool perks. You can become a member for free, or you can subscribe at different tiers and get some really cool perks there. And that helps us make shows like this and buy cool lights and microphones and stuff like that we do and not pay anybody else to do anything else, because we don't make that kind of money.
We have a lot of cool lights in here.
We do have a lot of cool lights.
Those are cool. Those
Godoxes are nice. That was for something else, though.
and then after that, what?
On the big family bed.
On the big family bed
that we have right over there.
You still have that bed there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I fucking love that bed, man.
so big. It's comfy.
We need to just do like a group photo on that bed. That'd be great.
We should.
Christmas photo.
Next Christmas photo.
Oh my God.
No pants.
Wait.
No pants Christmas photo.
I'll read a story in bed.
Yeah. I'm not coming over, so just like, I'll take one. Just superimpose me in. Stephanie, do your work.
I'll help you out.
All right.
So that'll do it. Pegan, you're going live tomorrow?
Next
today?
Week. Sorry. Yeah, because we had to delay for personal reasons. But next week, I will be back and hopefully playing a new game. I think it's called Bramble of the Kings. Bramble of the Kings, something like that.
Oh.
It looks very interesting. Short game. Bramble the Mountain King, short game, and that'll be out next week.
All right, and then Screen Smash is coming back next week. They took a week break off, so next week you'll catch Screen Smash on Mondays and Fridays, and that'll do it, guys. Right. Thank you, PJ, Stephanie, and Pagan. That was fun today. I hope all the shark movies come your way, and I hope Jason Statham will forever be in your heart.
Thank you,
and may Christopher Nolan live long and make movies forever.
Yes,
live long and prosper.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Go out with a star.
Bye bye.
That's fine too.
Bye.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.